Track 6 and more news stories. Hospital marks 100 years since foundation. Torbay Hospital has marked 100 years since its foundation stone was laid with a simple commemorative event in the hospital's Rose Garden. The small gathering brought together long-serving colleagues, governors, health and care partners, community representatives and construction partners to reflect on the hospital's history and the many people who have shaped it over the generations. The event included the planting of a magnolia tree funded by Torbay and South Devon NHS charity. A commemorative marker has also been installed alongside the tree to recognise the milestone. Chairman of Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust, Martin Beeman, said, "A century ago, local people came together with a clear purpose, to create something that would care for our communities for generations to come. What has grown and changed over that time is remarkable, but that purpose has remained constant." The hospital's history stretches back further, with healthcare in Torbay beginning in modest settings in the 19th century. The current site was made possible in the 1920s when Major Kitson donated land at Hengrave House with significant support from local benefactors, including Ella Rowcroft and her sister Violet Wills, whose generosity helped establish the hospital that serves communities across Torbay and South Devon today. The event marked 100 years since the foundation stone of the hospital was laid in June 1926. Torbay Hospital officially opened in November 1928. Over the past 100 years, the way care is delivered has evolved significantly, with advances in medicine, new facilities, and expanding services supporting communities across Torbay and South Devon, alongside ongoing improvements to services to meet the needs of local people today and into the future.
Sleepwalk raises £185,000 for hospice. Fundraisers from King Stainton and Abbots Kurzweil were among 6,500 people who joined the 8-mile sponsored sleepwalk for Rowcroft Hospice. The event, held for the first time since 2022, raised £185,000 to support local patients and their families. The route took the walkers along Torquay and Paignton seafronts to Goodrington via Roundham Head, where they paused for a moment of reflection. After a mocktail and a treat at the Cantina in Goodrington, they walked back to the Cantina in Torquay for the finish line celebration. Cathy Carey and her friends Jane, Trish, Rachel and Samantha walked as a team of five from the Cordettes a cappella chorus based in Abbots Kurzweil. Cathy said, "Harmony singing is all about listening to and supporting each other, and the whole is so much greater than the individual parts. The sleepwalk has that same feeling, an instant sense of camaraderie, with everyone being here for the same reason, to raise crucial funds for the hospice. It feels bittersweet, of course. It sparks fantastic memories of people who have passed away, but you also know you're helping Rowcroft support more local families in need." Andrea Loder, 62, from King Stainton, walked with family and friends in memory of her mum, Sheila Chambers, who died in Rowcroft Hospice in October 2025, aged 85. She said, "I can only describe Rowcroft Hospice and its staff as a little piece of heaven on earth run by earth angels. They did the most amazing, wonderful job of looking after my mum until she departed for heaven." Rachel Haim, events fundraiser at Rowcroft Hospice, has thanked all those who took part, along with sponsors and supporters at the event, including Torbay Council, who lit up the bay in purple in honour of Rowcroft.
Cycle safely this summer with free Newton Abbott sessions. Residents in and around Newton Abbot are being offered the chance to take part in free adult cycle training and bike safety checks throughout July as part of a scheme aimed at boosting cycling confidence and encouraging safer travel. The sessions will begin on Saturday, July the 18th, with cycle confidence training available for adults of all abilities. Each one-hour session is delivered in small groups of up to three people and includes free bike and helmet hire if required. Sessions will run between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. A second event will take place on Sunday, July the 25th, offering free Miss Dr. Bike safety checks. Each 15-minute appointment will allow qualified mechanics to inspect bicycles and identifying any potential issues. Organisers say each check is typically worth around £35, but is being fully funded for local residents. The cycle confidence sessions will cover a range of practical skills, including how to correctly fit and adjust a helmet, basic bike safety checks, effective use of gears, and how to ride confidently on short road journeys. Participants will also be given guidance on riding safely alongside traffic and cycling in small groups. The scheme is open to Devon residents aged 18 and over.
Weight Loss Group celebrates national honour. A Slimming World group in Newton Abbot is celebrating national recognition after receiving one of the organisation's highest honours. The Wednesday morning group at Bradley Community Centre, led by consultant Julie, has been awarded the prestigious Slimming World Diamond Award. The accolade recognises exceptional support for members, outstanding weight loss results, and a strong sense of community spirit. The award places the Newton Abbot Group among the top performing Slimming World groups in the UK. Julie, known to members as Jules, said she was delighted. "I'm absolutely over the moon," she said. Adding to the celebrations, Jules has also been named a Diamond Consultant, an individual honour recognising her commitment to helping members achieve long-term weight loss success and healthier lifestyles.
Driver taken to hospital after A38 crash. A driver has been taken to hospital following a single vehicle crash on the A38 near Buckfastleigh on Tuesday. Emergency services were called to the southbound carriageway at around 8:35 a.m. on June the 30th after reports of a collision involving one vehicle. Police said the driver was taken to hospital, but his injuries are not believed to be life-threatening or life-changing. The incident has led to disruption on the A38 with a road closure put in place. Traffic was affected between Pear Tree Junction and Dartbridge Junction, where one lane was closed. Motorists were advised to expect delays and consider alternative routes while emergency services dealt with the incident.